Let's remain standing for the reading of God's Word. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 59. One verse today, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 14. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Lord, we just pray today that you would bless your word to our hearts. Lord, help us to be willing to stand for the truth. As we see that all around us, truth has fallen. But Lord, we would be able to build truths in our own lives and in the lives of others, so that justice and judgment and equity could pass through the streets once again. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There is a very interesting story. So I want you to listen carefully to this story, because if you miss the introductory part of the message, you will miss the entire purpose for the sermon this morning. There's a story about King Darius, who was king of Persia, who gave a great feast and invited 127 of his governors and the famous people in his kingdom. Four of the king's guards entered into a contest at the request of King Darius to speak a word or a sentence about something that would impress the king the most. And so the first man got up to speak, and he said, "Wine is strongest. Wine is strongest." And then he proceeded to give his case why he thought wine was the strongest. He told of the influence wine has on the lives of people. He told of the influence that wine has on the homes and on the nation of Persia. He presented his case, and then he shouted again, "Wine is strongest." A second stood up and gave his word. And his word was that the king is strongest. The king is strongest. And then he proceeded with eloquence to tell why he thought the king was the strongest. He told about the influence the king had on the lives of the people under his authority. And he talked about how at his command the people would obey him, and how the entire empire was affected by the word of the king. And then he ended his argument by saying, "The king is the strongest. The king is the strongest." The third man got up and he said, "Woman is the strongest." And then he proceeded with eloquence to explain the influence that women have over men, and how men have lived and sacrificed and died for a woman. And he ended by shouting, "Woman is the strongest. Woman is the strongest." And then the fourth man stood up and he said, "Truth is strongest." And then he gave his argument for truth. And by the time he had finished his argument for truth, the great crowd of people at this feast of King Darius stood up, and in unison they shouted together, "Great is truth. Great is truth. Truth is greatest. Truth is greater than wine. Truth is greater than the kingdom. Truth is greater than women. The greatest of all is truth. Truth is strongest." In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 14, we find the most unusual statement. "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." Now follow me carefully this morning as I give you the teaching of the Scripture. Here is this thoroughfare, this highway, this expressway. It's likened to a street here. And it says that something has fallen in this street. Something has fallen in this life, in this street. Truth is what has fallen. Truth has fallen in the street. And consequently, because truth has fallen, judgment is turned backward. See, judgment comes driving down the street. It comes to a blockade and finds that truth has fallen in the street. There is no way to get by it. Judgment turns and walks back. There is no proper judgment without truth. Judgment has to turn back. Why? Because truth has fallen in the street. Goes on to say that justice stands afar off. Justice comes down the road and wants by, but justice cannot get by. Why? Because justice, like judgment, is built on truth. If there is no truth, there is no justice. If there is no truth, there is no judgment. So judgment is turned backward and justice stands afar off, and they say, we can't get by. I can't get by. Because truth has fallen in the streets. Truth has blocked the way, blocked the street. Equity comes down. Equity cannot get by because truth has fallen in the street. Now I want you to know also that the counterparts of these things also can't get by. The counterpart of justice is mercy. But mercy can't get by either because justice can't get by and truth has blocked the way for justice. And grace can't get by because the counterpart of judgment is grace, and grace is blocked from getting down the street too because truth has fallen in the streets. Justice has to do with matters of God's law. Equity has to do with matters that are not directly covered by the law, but that are, we can find the principle of the law for them to follow. And so where justice is a judicial fact, equity is more of a principle, something that needs to be applied. Justice has to do with laws, but mercy has to do with principle. But neither justice nor equity can get through the street. There is a traffic jam. There is a blockade of traffic, all because truth has fallen in the street. When somebody blocks the street, nothing can get through. Have you ever been driving down a street and there was something that blocked the street and you had to turn around and you had to go back or you had to find another way? Nothing can get through the street at those times. An ambulance cannot get through. Somebody going to the hospital in a car can't get through. Why? Because the street is blocked. I remember one time where I always said I would never live by railroad tracks because I grew up by railroad tracks. And I disliked railroad tracks, but God has worked it out so that every place I've ever lived is by a railroad track. So you never tell God you're never going to do anything, right? I'm not going to live by railroad tracks. It just happens that that's where he places me. But I remember railroad tracks going through our town where I was growing up. And one time there was a lady that was on her way to the hospital. She was going to deliver her baby. And she got stopped for 20 minutes while a train played around, blocking the street. And wouldn't you know it, she had that baby in the ambulance. And I remember the talk afterwards. We've got to do something. We've got to limit the time that these trains can spend blocking our streets because nothing can get by. The writer Isaiah looks at his generation and he says, we have one great problem. Judgment has to turn around and go back. Justice has to stand afar off. Equity cannot get through. Why? Because truth has fallen in our streets. Truth. You go to the average college today and they will say there is nothing that is absolutely true. All is relative. You can't be dogmatic. Don't be authoritarian. Don't make any statements as positive statements. You know, we're all searching for parts of the truth. Everything is relative. Nothing is right. I believe today that there is truth and there is absolute truth. And there is truth that will last forever, and no matter what you think, you have to someday realize that certain things are true. And you cannot change those. 2 + 2 still equals 4, like it always did. Truth will rise again. The problems in our schools today are the fact that we have quit exalting truth. Truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot pass. And I believe that's wrong with what's wrong with most of our churches today. Truth has fallen in the street and judgment turns around and goes back and justice stands afar off and equity cannot pass because there isn't truth anymore proclaimed. Truth has fallen in the streets. And if you want our churches to influence society again, we're going to have to prop the truth up and say, this is truth, and this is error, this is right, and this is wrong. Now, there are three things I want to say about truth today. Number one, truth does not die. Truth does not die. It may fall in the street, but it doesn't die in the street. Truth does not die. Oh, I know what you've heard him say. Maybe you heard it in school. A perverted teacher would stand up and say, this is a new age. We have to change with the times, with the changing of the times. But truth does not die. Truth may fall. And when truth falls, there's anarchy, there's havoc, there's chaos. It's inevitable. But truth does not die. Truth is always the same. You know what? This Bible is still the Word of God. Jesus Christ is still the virgin-born Son of God. Our natures are sinful by birth. Christ died for sinners. You must be born again to go to heaven. There is a heaven that has golden streets and gates of pearl. There is a hell that has fire. I heard of a famous preacher recently who said, hell may not have fire. Well, if I believed, and other people are saying there is no hell, if I believed that there was no hell, I'd get out of the ministry. I would close my Bible. If I believed there was no hell, I would stop preaching. If I believed there was no hell, I would stop witnessing to people. But I know that there are those things. How do I know? Because the Bible does not lie. The Bible is truth, and truth never changes. The Bible will always be true. Christ is still God's Son. Hell is still hot. Hell is still fire. Heaven is still real. Salvation is still available. The new birth is still a necessity. And if you go to heaven, you realize that truth will not die. Truth does not die. The thing that made Paul's funeral so special was because we knew the truth of where he was. I just cannot imagine going through life not having the reality that when I die, I'm going to be in heaven with my Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if I didn't believe those things, I would stop preaching this book. Truth does not die. And it will not die. Will not change. Number two, truth needs help. Truth needs help. Truth has fallen in the street. Judgment drives down the street and tries to get by and cannot, so it has to go the other way. Justice comes down the street and tries to get by and has to stand back. Justice cannot get by because truth has fallen in the street. Equity cannot enter. Truth doesn't die, but it does need help. You recall the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. He was on the road one day in Acts chapter 8. Philip is coming down the desert place, and he sees this eunuch in a chariot reading from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. And if there's any passage where you could pick out that a person could get saved by reading, one of those would be Isaiah chapter 53. And here is this Ethiopian eunuch poring over the scripture, reading from it. Philip comes down and he sees him reading it. And Philip cries up, hey, do you understand what you read? The eunuch replies from his chariot, how can I, except some man should guide me? Some man should teach me. Somebody has to tell me. And here we have in this chapter Jesus Christ dying for sinners. And yet he shouted, how can I except some man guide me? Friends, truth needs your help. Truth needs you to proclaim. Truth needs a man. Truth needs a woman. Truth needs proclaiming. Truth needs preaching. Truth needs declaring. And that's why the writer inspired the Apostle Luke to quote the eunuch saying, how can I except some man guide me? Do you know that there are people out there today that are searching for the truth? They are looking for the truth and they are not understanding the truth. They might even be reading the Bible and sometimes they don't understand what they're reading. And how can they except somebody teach them? Somebody explain it to them. Somebody proclaim the truth to them. How can they understand? Truth needs our help today to proclaim it. And then number three, point three, without truth, there is no way. Without truth, there is no way. The one who said, I am the way, said in the next word, I am the truth. You see, when truth falls, the way falls. For he who is the truth is also the way. And that's why judgment could not get by. It had to turn back. Truth had fallen, and with truth, the way fell. That's why justice could not get close. It had to stand back. That's why equity could not enter. It had to turn back because truth had fallen in the street. I've heard many times the story of John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe was, of course, the founder of Wycliffe Translators. He's been named after that. But he was martyred for his faith. He was martyred for his stand. They hated him so much that they dug up his body and burned his bones. And then they drowned his ashes. They put his ashes in the river. The ashes then went out to the sea. And then it went down to the small seas and on down to one of the oceans. See, they hated John Wycliffe that much. It was not enough to kill him. They did not want his body lying whole, intact, in the grave somewhere. And so they dug up his body, burned his bones, and drowned his ashes in the river. Fox wrote about that and said that God made it so, for the ashes and the body of John Wycliffe was as his message. His ashes were placed in the Avon, and from there they floated to the sea, and from there they floated to the small seas, and from there they floated to the oceans, and from there around the world. For the truth that John Wycliffe preached cannot die, and his body did as his truth. It went around the world. It's no surprise to you today that our nation is in trouble. It totters on the brink. We're not that far from being a socialist nation today. Things have improved, but we're still not that far from being a socialist nation. We totter on the brink. You know why? Because we no longer promote the truth. Truth is no longer truth. Right is no longer right. Just integrity is no longer integrity. There's nothing black. There's nothing white. Everything is just this cloudy gray. Everybody is doing that which is right in his own eyes. God, give us some teachers who say, this is the truth. It is truth. And God, give us some politicians who will stand for the truth. And God, give us some leaders who will stand for the truth. But as long as we refuse to say, this is truth and this is error, this is right and this is wrong, and as long as we are not dogmatic about that and we're not authoritarian anymore, truth will fall in the street. But when truth falls in the street, the way also falls, and people cannot find the way. When truth falls in the street, the Supreme Court becomes confused. Is that the case of our Supreme Court or what? Sometimes you are sure they're going to act a certain way on a certain situation, and they just totally surprise you. They are confused. When truth falls in the street, Congress doesn't know what laws to make. When truth falls in the street, our president gropes around in darkness. When truth falls in the street, our young folks become Marxists and socialists. When truth falls in the street, every man does that which is right in his own eyes. For that which is truth is that which he thinks is truth. And he becomes his own God, his own leader, his own president, his own king, his own power. His mind becomes the object of worship. We've gone from worshiping God to worship man. It's called humanism. It's the doctrine of our school system today. Rather than worshiping God, we worship man because truth has fallen in the street and truth has become relative. If every man seeks what he thinks is truth, then truth will stumble in the street and equity cannot go that way and justice cannot get by and judgment cannot get by because truth has fallen in the street. I want to point you today to the one who is the truth. For he who is the truth is also the way. Follow me carefully. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life in John chapter 14 and verse 6. He did not say, I am the way, somebody else is the truth, and somebody else is the life. He said, no, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When truth falls in the street, Christ is not exalted. For he is the truth. That means not only does truth die, but the way dies. And when the way dies, then life dies. Right? It is truth that initiates the way. It is the way that brings you to life. All of it hinges on the truth. Truth is the one in the middle, but it's the glue that holds everything else together. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Bound together in Christ, Trinity is truth, way, and life. If you have no truth, you have no way. If you have no way, you have no life. First, you've got to have the truth. Do you know what? Do you know what a stronghold is? A stronghold is a fancy word, but it simply means a lie. It's a lie that people believe. That is a stronghold. The lies are propagated by Satan, and he causes us to believe a lie, and it becomes a stronghold. No wonder Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And one of those weapons that we have is truth. There are lies that you probably believe today that are strongholds in your life. And I wish I had time today to talk about all the different strongholds that women face and men face and young people face. But chances are today there is somebody here, and maybe everybody, that Satan has one stronghold in your life. He has gotten you to believe some lie. That's why you need to pay the price and get truth, because only with truth comes freedom. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But when truth falls, when truth is not preached, you don't know the way. And if the way is not known, you don't know the life. You don't have life. That means if you want to live in heaven, and anybody who ever had any sense does, if you want to go to heaven when you die, you have to know the truth and follow the way. Famous author who, as he died, looked up and said, oh God, let there be life after this one. And may there be something for me to do when I get there so that I can be busy. You want eternal life. Who doesn't want to live after death? Do you know that the atheist wishes there was a God? The man who laughs at heaven and laughs at life after death, he still wants to live on. He wants to live forever. I can prove it to you. When they get sick, they go to the doctor. And they seek those doctors, hoping that the doctor could extend their life because they don't want to die. They wish there was life after death. They wish it was true. If you want life after you die, then you have to know the truth. And you have to follow the way. Our medical scientists are working day and night to give us life, to extend our life. Trying to come up with cures to cancer and all these things so that we can extend our lives, because nobody really wants to die. God has put that within us to live. And if you want life, you've got to find the way. If you find the way to life, you've got to find the truth. For once truth falls in the street, the way falls. Judgment goes backward. Justice stands afar off. And equity cannot get through. You have to have the truth. So what is the truth this morning? What is the truth? The Bible is the truth. Every word of God, every word of it's true. When this truth falls in the street, we lose our way and man dies without God. When this truth is picked up off the street and held and preached for right, man can find the way to life through Jesus Christ. What is truth? Truth says that all of us are sinners. What is truth? The truth is that as sinners, we are lost. What is truth? The truth is Jesus Christ became sin. He was the perfect substitute accepted by God. And on the cross, he bare in his body our sins. He died with our sins upon that tree. What is truth? The truth is that Christ was buried and our sins were buried with him. What is truth? The truth is that Christ rose from the dead and lives forever at the right hand of God. What is truth? The truth is that Christ is coming back from heaven to earth again to receive all of his own to himself. What is truth? The truth is when he comes, the graves will open, the dead in Christ shall rise and meet the Lord in the air. What is truth? The truth is that those whose bodies have decayed in the grave shall become like the Lord Jesus Christ. And those of us who are alive at his coming will be caught up together to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What is truth? The truth is that in order to go to heaven, you've got to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What is truth? The truth is not that you get baptized or join the church or live a good life or turn over a new leaf. None of that will get you to heaven. The truth is you have to be born again. What is truth? The truth is if you get born again, you receive Christ by faith as your Savior. The truth is that you can be saved today. The truth is if you right now, where you are sitting, acknowledge the fact that you are a sinner and that Christ died for your sins and you receive him personally as your sacrifice in hope of heaven, you can be saved. The truth is you could walk out that door this morning with your name written in heaven. If you would trust the Savior today. That is the truth. Truth may have fallen in the street, but as long as I'm here, I purpose that truth will stand in this pulpit. Truth has not fallen in the street this morning. Truth is being propped up in the pulpit, and the truth is still plain. You can live forever if you have faith in Jesus Christ. That's for you today that aren't saved. For those of us who are saved, the Bible tells us that once we have the truth, we are to never let it go. The writer of Proverbs tells us to buy the truth. Buy the truth. Most of the truth that God wants to give us, it comes to us free. But that there is the exhortation for us to buy the truth and sell it not. Do you know how many people are buying educations today where they're being lied to? They spent all that money to be lied to, and yet they won't spend much to find out the truth. I mean, pay the price to learn the truth. Pay whatever price you need to pay to learn the truth. You know what? You are here this morning because you wanted to hear some truth. You wanted to hear truth in Sunday school. You wanted to hear truth from the Word of God. And so you paid a price to be here this morning. You've bought the truth. And you need to do whatever you need to do to get more truth. Whatever you need to spend, you spend it so that you can buy the truth. And once you've got the truth, never ever sell it. Never ever let it go. Hold on to the truth. No matter what it may cost you. Buy the truth and sell it not. Have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning. Is there anybody here? Say, Pastor, would you pray for me today? Because I am, as I sit here this morning, acknowledging the fact that I am a sinner and that Christ died for my sins. And this morning, for the first time, I would like to receive him personally as my sacrifice and my hope of heaven. This morning, I am desiring to know the way, to know the truth, to know the life. I'm desiring to know Jesus this morning. If you've never received him before, this will be your first time. Could I see your hand this morning? Pastor, would you pray for me? The truth is I want to be saved this morning. And I believe that Jesus can save me. I believe he is the truth. I believe that he is the way to the Father. I believe that he is the life giver. Anybody here this morning by a raised hand? Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm doing that this morning. I'm acknowledging this in my heart and to the Lord today. Then, Christian, would you do all that you can to buy the truth? Christian, will you hang on to the truth with a clenched fist? You'll never let it go. Make that commitment. Make that decision this morning. I'm going to buy the truth, and when I have the truth, I'm never, ever going to lose it.
I'm never, ever going to let it go. Make that commitment this morning. Why is it so important to make a commitment? Because when you are tempted to go back on that commitment, the Lord will remind you, hey, you made a commitment. I'm thinking about somebody this morning who knew the truth. Somebody not here, but somebody who knew the truth, sold the truth for a man. A lady sold the truth for a man, walked out in her Christian life. She sold the truth. Buy the truth and don't sell it. Christian, I'm asking you to do one more thing. I'm asking you to prop up the truth today. Truth has fallen in our streets of America. I'm asking you to go prop the truth up, to be a proclaimer of that truth. People wonder, why doesn't God just stop this mess in our world? Why doesn't he just stop all the killing? Because truth has fallen in our streets. And there cannot be the counterpart of mercy until there is first justice and judgment. But it all begins with putting truth back in the proper place. Judgment cannot get by. Justice has to stand far back. Equity cannot enter. There will not be any of those things until truth has risen to its rightful place again. So, Christian, would you help me? Would you proclaim the truth? You've got the truth. We have a responsibility to pass that truth onto others. Because without the truth, people are going to be lost in the way. They're not going to have any life. They're not going to find the way to eternal life. Do you know that with great power comes great responsibility? With the power, the weapon of truth, we have a great responsibility to proclaim it. I shudder, I really do, shudder to think that someday, standing before God, and somebody I know pointing the finger at me and said, "You never told me the truth. You knew the truth and you never told me." I would just hate for that to happen. I hate to have it happen to you as well. Be a proclaimer, a messenger of the truth. Truth will be raised from our streets again. Father, we just thank you so much for sending Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Jesus, that you are willing to be raised up for us, that you might draw people to yourself. We thank you for showing us the way. As Thomas, as he questioned you, "Lord, how do we know the way?" And you declared to him, "Follow me, because I am the way, the truth, and the life." We thank you for your word, which is true. We thank you that you have made salvation, the plan of salvation, so simple that we could understand its truth. And today I pray for anybody that may be in a stronghold of Satan. They have believed his lies, that you would bring the truth to them, that you would help them to walk down that expressway today, and they would see the truth that is lying in the streets, but realize that the truth does not die, and the truth will overcome the lies of their enemy, that they might know the truth and be set free today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So take your songbooks, please. Stand and turn to page number 579. 579. Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. He is true. His truth is marching on. Lord,
third verse.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lowlies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Verse again, the first verse. His truth is marching on.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are sown. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terror, loosed the soul. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth marches on part of the way through you and I. We are to march in his steps and let the truth ring from our lives. Let's raise the banner of truth. Brother Steve Inlow, would you please dismiss us in prayer?
Thank you, Brother, for the message of truth, and that we'll be able to speak it and talk of it.